folks every now and then. You know, we don't get the microphones and everything all up here because we think we're somebody or something. It's just, it's the only way it can record it. They put it on the recording on the CDs that we send out to our shut-ins and folks that can't get it out. And they told us they'd like to hear the music as well as the singing. Amen. So, you know, it's not because we're trying to impress anybody with who we are, but we just know we're nothing, but we just want to lift a joyful noise up to the Lord and help to be a blessing to our folks that can't be here this morning. Amen. And that receive our CDs. And turn in your Bibles with us this morning in Isaiah chapter 26. While you turn in your Bibles, it's good to see the Potts family with us this morning. One of the saddest days in my life as a pastor of this church was when they told me they were moving to Florida. I should never have given permission to go. Now, they went to Florida and visited and come back. So we got some bad news for you. Said, we done got a, found a house down there. Tony's done got a job. We're trying to sell, I think, their house sold in just a couple of weeks up here. Just, a super short time. So I believe the Lord was in it or things wouldn't have happened the way they did. But boy, do we miss them. Amen. And it's always a blessing. It's always good to see them when they come. And then we got a blessing over here. Brother Joe, would you like to introduce the church to your newest grandchild? Hey, man, stand up here and let everybody get to see the latest member of the Gonzalez family. Praise God. Uh-huh. Amen. 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 We appreciate Brother Joe and his family. And a little one like that's precious. It's just good to see that baby in the house of God. Amen. If you found Isaiah chapter 26 and you're able to, we invite you to stand with us this morning as we reverence and honor the reading of God's word. I'm just going to read two verses this morning, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Brother Jim, would you take us to the throne of grace? I want to preach to you this morning on the peace of God. Everybody's looking for peace. Everybody's looking to be satisfied. Amen. But you'll never be satisfied until you know the satisfier. Amen. And when you know the satisfier and he satisfies your heart, he'll bring peace to your life. I want you to know this morning his name is Jesus. We live in a time of turmoil. It just seems like there's not enough hours in the day to get everything done that has to be done. We was talking this morning about graduations and birthdays and things that are going on. It's just everywhere. Time is at a premium. Time just seems so short. If we had 36-hour days, we still wouldn't be able to squeeze everything in that we needed to do. Our lives are in turmoil. They're in a constant flux and constant motion. We look into the world and we see families that are in turmoil. We see communities and cities that are in turmoil and trouble. Look at what's going on even now, still yet in Baltimore. They're still having repercussions from the incident that happened a few weeks ago. We look in our nation and around the world, in America today, we're now dealing with something that we have never had to deal with before, internal terrorist threats, internal terrorist cells and organizations that are ready to manifest themselves and are wanting to do harm to American people. And we listen to the news, and one group says the economy is going here, the other group says the economy is going there. One group says, yeah, but we've done this. And another group says, yeah, but you did it at the cost of this. There's turmoil everywhere. There's no peace to be found in this world and in this life. But friends, let me tell you something this morning. There's perfect peace in Jesus. Amen. And he says in verse number 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." How many this morning are wanting to find some good gospel peace in your life? I believe everybody wants it. I believe everybody's looking for some relief from all that's going on. Let me tell you, I just look to Jesus and turn to him, and he will give you peace. He'll give you that perfect peace. perfect peace. And when you read this in the scripture, perfect peace in Hebrew, it would have said peace. And the translators, when they translated it, perfect. Well, what is better than a perfect peace than a peace that has peace? Amen. A peace beyond all comprehension and all recognition. It's perfect peace. And the perfect peace that the world is seeking will never be found in this world. Let me tell you what peace is not. Peace is not ignorance. There's some people that say, well, I'm just not going to listen to the news anymore. It just upsets me. You can turn the channels off, and you can turn the TV off and the radios off, and you can isolate yourself from society and from the world, and that won't bring peace to your heart and peace to your life. There's a lot of people in churches today that want to be that way. Well, if I just don't know what my kids are doing, if I just don't know what's happening in the world, it'll be all right. As long as I don't know, I'll be okay with it. It's not peace. That's not peace in any way, shape, or form. And praise God, sooner or later, your ignorance will get a rude awakening. Amen. Peace is not dependent on a person. It's not dependent on something, something, or some substance, or your finances. The Bible says the arm of flesh will fail you, but praise God, Jesus never fails. Amen. Peace, he is not stagnation. There are so many in our churches today that I think they're at peace because they just haven't gone through a turmoil and haven't gone through a trial. They're not in the fight. They're not in the fire, and they're not in the battle, and their life has stagnated. They're just sitting there. But they know that if somebody stirs that old green slimy water, they're going to find out there's a stagnant spiritual life underneath of it. Amen? And when something stirs that stagnant life and they have to face reality of what's under, you know, that green slime on the top, it don't really look too bad. It kind of has a pretty neat looking color to it. Amen? But when you stir it and you see what's underneath of it and what's causing that slime, amen, it's disgusting. It's putrid. It stinks. Amen? And that's the way a lot of people are in their Christian lives. In Jeremiah chapter 6, God, speaking through the prophet, Jeremiah told his people this. There's those who come and give false hope and give false reasons for finding peace. And he said they've healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. You're not going to find peace by ignoring the truth. You're not going to find peace by depending on anything in this world and of this world. You're not going to find peace in your spiritual life by lying stagnant and dormant and just waiting for the next issue to happen. You're going to find peace in your life by actively seeking Jesus. Let me tell you what peace is. Amen. True peace. Money is not peace, and money can't bring you peace. You know, Red Skelton said one time, they say money talks, all mine says is bye-bye. Amen. That's about the truth of it, ain't it? Amen. Amen. It's here today and it's going tomorrow. Amen. Yeah. Today you got a bank account, and tomorrow you look. They sent us a notice from the bank, and a friend of mine got this. Somebody said, you better look in the newspaper. You had money in the bank, and now the state is going to take it because you haven't done anything with your account. And he called up. You know, they call it a savings account. So if you want to save something, you put it away to save it. But you know what? If you leave it there and you're saving it, and the government decides that they want it because you're not using it, they'll take it. Hey, we got a note right here about 6-8 months ago. You got a dormant account and blah, 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 blah. And if you don't do something with it, it's going to be, Hey, man, they get enough of it anyway. Hey, man, money is fleeting. Money comes and money goes. You can't depend on money. Hey, man, today a dollar could be worth a dollar. Tomorrow it might be worth today it's worth about 2 cents. Hey, man, and you know, tomorrow it might be worth less than that. They keep printing money. And the more money they print, the less value it really truly has, the intrinsic value. You can't depend on things, but praise God, you can depend on Jesus. It can't bring you peace, Brother Joe. What is peace? It's what comes from God. Amen. It's what God can give you in your heart and in your life. In chapter 4, verse number 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let me tell you what peace is. It's knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Amen. It's knowing that there's a time and a place when you've invited Jesus in your heart. You've opened your heart's door and you said, Lord, come in and save my soul. Lord, do what only you can do in my life. Lord, I'm a sinner and I'm on my way to hell. Now, you want something to take your peace away? Just think about that. Outside of Jesus, you're on your way to a devil's hell. Amen. But with Jesus, you have perfect peace that passes understanding. It's beyond human comprehension. That peace, that perfect peace that Isaiah is preaching to his people about. That peace that God brings, that peace that God offers us in our life, that peace beyond comprehension. The Bible kind of gives it to us in different ways. You look up peace and you start studying peace, you find a whole lot of things. But before you can have peace from God that we have there in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7, and the peace of God that passeth all understandings shall keep you through Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Until you can have that peace from God, you've got to have that peace with God. Amen. In Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1, it tells us that the true source of peace is a right relationship with God. Amen. He said, listen, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to define what peace is, it's a right relationship with God, amen, that brings peace to your heart so that the peace of God that passes all understanding can be bestowed upon you because you're one of His. Amen. I'm glad I have peace with God. Amen. Paul said we got to have peace with God before we can get peace from God. The world has all kinds of peace that it wants to offer you. The world has all kinds of peace that it will try to give you. All kinds of things and fantasies that they'll pass off as peace. But friends, nothing short of a right relationship with God can bring peace to your life. Because until you have peace in your heart, you can trick your mind into thinking all is well through ignorance, through dependence, amen, through stagnation. You can fool yourself into thinking there's no problems, and yet the problems exist and persist all around you. We're looking for the answers for all the questions of life so that we can have peace and enlightenment and understanding in our lives. Let me tell you what that answer is. Romans 5 and 1. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. A right relationship with God that He might bestow and He might give the peace that passes understanding. How did the saints of old go through the trials and the troubles that they went through in this world and in this life? Because they had peace with God. They could go into the Roman arenas and face the lions. They can go into the Roman arenas and they could face the stakes where they would be burned alive. They could go into the Roman arenas and face the crosses where they would be crucified in mass. They could, through the Middle Ages, stand the test of time as they were drowned, as they were stoned, as they were persecuted. In Hebrews, it says they were sawn asunder and all kinds of other horrible things. How could they stand these persecutions? Because they had the peace of God in their heart. apart, and they knew beyond a shadow of a doubt to be absent from the body was to be present with the Lord. To suffer in this world for a short time had no comparison. It could not be even held up in the slightest means, in the lowest and brightest of lights, as being compared with the glory that was awaiting. They were willing to suffer in a short time because the peace of God in their heart brought peace to their lives in their time of toil and in their time of trouble. Amen. Man, you all quiet this morning? It's good preaching, preacher. Amen. Amen. It's not my word. It's not my hope. It's not my peace I'm talking about. It's the peace of God that passes all understanding. Amen. We need to get a hold of that. And praise God, you know what? Not only is this peace, this perfect peace, so indescribable, it's so easily obtainable. We got people here this morning who are struggling with things in their lives. There's not a service goes by that there's not someone in a service who are struggling with issues in their life and trying to find answers, trying to find some meaning to something, trying to find peace for their life and peace for their family, peace for something that's going on. Let me tell you what, it can be found. It can be had. The Bible's got some scriptures that relate to peace. First, we can find peace through the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm thankful that there's no other source of peace than through that right relationship that comes through Jesus Christ and through His blood. Write this down. It'll help you sometime. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 20. Listen to what it says. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Praise God, there's peace through the blood of Jesus. Amen. There was peace through the sacrifice that was made on an old rugged cross. Though His agony, His torture, His humility was made evident and was revealed for the world to see. Praise God. His peace was brought unto all men who would trust in that blood. See, that blood was shed that He might reconcile. What's that mean? That He might make all things right. He might put all things in order, whether they be things in heaven or things in earth. Amen. We have peace through His blood. We have access to peace through His blood. We have access not only to the throne room, but we have access to that perfect peace of God that stays our hearts and stays our mind. That perfect peace of God that is there for the child of God, for those who can claim it and who desire it and who want it. We have peace through the blood of Jesus, number one. Number two, we have peace through the Spirit of God. It's channeled through the Spirit into our lives. Jesus Christ, He said, when I leave, He said, I'll send the Comforter. Amen. When I go, I'll send the Teacher. When I go, I'll send the Helper. Praise God. He was going to go, but He wasn't going to leave us comfortless. He wasn't going to leave us on our own. He was going to give help. And in Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Let me tell you what, you want peace in your heart. Surrender your heart and life to Jesus and let the Spirit of God come by, Brother Jimmy, and just hug your heart and put you at peace and put you at ease. Amen. I tell you what, there's nothing like facing a trial or turmoil. There's nothing like getting bad news and the Holy Spirit of God shows up. Amen. He says, it's all right. There's nothing like being in a hospital room of a loved one that's in despair and in distress, and a great physician show up and say, it's going to be all right. Amen. There's nothing like standing at the coffin of a loved one whom God has called home, and your heart just ripped asunder and your heart just ripped to pieces, and the Holy Spirit of God shows up and says, don't worry about about it. It's only for a little while to be absent from the body. It's to be present with the Lord. And knowing what I know about heaven, why would I want to bring him back anyway? Amen. Let me tell you what. I've been in some dark places, and the Spirit of God has calmed and soothed my soul. I've told you all about the storm we was on our ship. I literally thought our ship was sinking. And Sister Connie, she took me at my word. She went and looked it up. Amen. It really happened. Amen. And we was on a ship. I had 3,500 Marines on that ship and 600 sailors. And praise God, I never seen some grown men in such fearful situations. Water was coming in everywhere. There was water coming. The hatches were about that high, the big oval hatch, and the water was just running everywhere. Our engines were snuffed out by the wave. Our boilers, and you don't just restart a boiler. Our emergency generators were locked up. They took water in their intakes. They wouldn't come. We had nothing but emergency lights, little red lights. That's all you had, just kind of show you where you could go. I thought I was going to die. I started making peace with God. Amen. I'm doing my job. Praying, God, if this is where I'm going to die and this is how I'm going to die. Amen. That's all right. But I want to die at peace with you. Amen. I want to die knowing that all my sin is under the blood. Now, I was just a young fellow. I was only about 20 years old. I was 21. I was about 19, 20 years old. This is happening. And let me tell you what, I was just like Peter. Amen. You know what Peter did when he was sinking? Lord, save me. Amen. All I was wanting was to find peace with Jesus. And you know what? It didn't matter after that. Brother Jimmy, I'm not going to get over that for a while. Amen. Jesus come by and he hugged my heart. And he said, young man, I want you to know something. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. I was at peace. I was trying to figure out what I was going to have to do to get this generator going. And automatically it was just do this. I called the Ford generator, said you need to do this. You can get that thing back online. We can get some power going on here and we can begin to restore. The storm was horrible. But the peace of God that passes all understanding was sent to me by his sweet Holy Spirit, that he might get a hold of my heart in the midst of my trial and in the midst of my storm, in the midst of my trouble, and say it's going to be all right. Amen. Let me tell you what. It's accessible if you seek it. It's accessible if you want it. Praise God. It's through the blood. It's channeled to his Spirit. It comes to us through his word. Psalm 119, 65. It says it right this down. Psalm 119, 65. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend him. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that the word of God hid in my heart has given me great assurance in the midst of some of my greatest trials and troubles. Amen. It's the Word of God that I go to when I need help. It's the Word of God that I go to when I'm not sure. It's the Word of God that I go to. And you know, I don't have my Bible with me all the time. Amen. But it's that Word of God that I've got hid in my heart. Amen. It's that Word of God that has told me that I'm one of his, and that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know. Because one night in a little Baptist church, sitting back in a corner somewhere, this old backward, ignorant teenager, I realized he was on his way to hell. He asked Jesus into his heart, and the Spirit of God moved in, took abode in my heart. I sat upon my throne, and he's brought me into the place where I need to be. He's comforted me in my times of trouble. He's told me in his word how much he loved me. He's told me in his word that he'd never forsake me. He's told me in his word that his salvation was eternal. He's told me in his word that there was hope beyond the grave. He's told me in his word that there was help on this side of eternity. He's told me in his word that I would never have to face any problem alone. He's told me in his word that the giants can be defeated. He's told me in his words that the storms could be afforded. I could get through. He's told me in his word everything that I need to get through this life. And praise God, I'm glad I have his word hid in my heart. Amen. I'm glad that peace can be found and peace can be accessed through what he's given. In Leviticus chapter 26, verses 3 to 6, you're going to find this word. If, hey man, you need to write that down and you need to go read those verses. They're God's promise of blessing and peace to his people. If they would walk in his statutes. If they would obey his words. If they would follow his leadership. If they would seek his face and seek his guidance. There's ifs attached to the promises of God and the peace of God. I tell you what, child of God, you get outside the will of God and find out where your peace goes. Hey, man, it'll go right out the window. Amen. A fellow preached one time. Said, what's the difference between, somebody asked him what the difference was between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, the Holy Spirit moves in. He takes up abode in your heart. And he brings sweet peace and joy to your life. He's a sweetness that you don't get over. He's a sweetness that you long for. He's a sweetness that you just get excited about when he shows up. He said, but you get outside of the will of God, and that sweet Holy Spirit will turn into the Holy Ghost. And praise God, he'll haunt your house. Amen. He'll take away your peace. He'll take away your joy. He'll take away your happiness. He'll take away those things that you were dependent upon. Praise God. You want peace in your life, you need to stay close to God, walk close to him, and seek his face. The Bible is full of ifs. Then we can't ignore them, and we can't be ignorant to them. It requires obedience. Amen. To access the peace of God. And then look, through prayer. Through prayer. Write this down. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. Do you know that the peace of God that passes all understanding through Christ Jesus is preceded by a verse that says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And then verse number 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You want to find peace in your life? Talk to the one who brings peace. You want to find peace in your life? Talk to the one who gives peace. Amen. You want to find peace in your life? Talk to the one who promised to answer your prayers and give you what you stood in need of. And if you ask for peace, praise God, I believe he'll give you peace. He'll show you what you need to do to get peace, but he'll give you peace if you ask him. Amen. I tell you what, when I got problems and I got troubles and I need peace, amen, I want to talk to the peace giver. Amen. If I got something broke that I don't know how to fix or I don't want to fix, a lot of times I can fix it, I just don't want to. Amen. I can fix it, I just don't have time to. But you know what? When I have a problem, I want to go to the one who knows how to get it done. Amen. I got automobile problems. I take it to the fellow that has all the diagnostic equipment. I quit trying to buy it and keep up with it. Amen. I spent $1,600 one time for a scanner, and it's supposed to be the greatest thing on earth. Snap-on made it. I'm going to tell you, they lie. Amen. And they told me, said, you'll never have to buy another one because we're gonna have chips to upgrade this thing. And you know, since the computer age, all we got to do is upgrade the chip. And, well, you know what? In about 2 years, that sucker was obsolete. And dummy me, I bought another one. I bought the next latest and greatest. I got so mad when they updated it, I give it away. You didn't know that, did you? I give it to Charlie. I had a buddy of mine borrowed it all the time. I said, here, just keep that stinking thing. They made me mad. Amen. Amen. Just keep it. If I need it, I know where it's at. Amen. That's not getting what you want. That's getting what they want to give you. But praise God, when you go to the right source that has all that stuff and keeps up with all that stuff, I can find the answers. Amen. For my automobile problems. Amen. I don't have to try to do it on my own. I could do just about anything. I didn't, my wife tell you, we first got married, we didn't pay anybody to do anything. I did it all. I was the furnace repairman. I'm the appliance repairman. I was the carpenter. I was the plumber. I was the electrician. Amen. I've done it all. I do it all. I can still do it all. I just choose not to. Amen. Our air conditioner went out the other night in the middle of the night, Thursday night. I woke up about 4:30 to get ready for work, 4:45 so there. On Friday, and it was 80 degrees upstairs in our bedroom. I'd got up in the middle of the night, had the fan ripping. I got up, had to go on into work. I got to work. I give her time to get up. I said, call the people and tell them to come and fix the air conditioning. Amen. And my son Dennis says, well, you can fix it. You know, all you got to do is, I said, call the people. Amen. I'm hot. Call on the people. You know what? They come out, and in just a few minutes, he replaced the capacitor, which I kind of figured it was anyway, but I didn't have one. Had to go find one, go get it, bring it back, put it in, blah, blah, and it was still going to be hot. Call the people. He got the job done. He got the job fixed. You know what happened? I knew who could do the job, amen? I knew who could get it done. When I need peace, you know what I want to do? I want to call on the one who can get the job done. Hey man, I want to call on Jesus. I like that song some of the young ladies here that used to sing in the church sung some of my favorite songs that I've ever heard sung. I like that song, When I Call on Jesus. Praise God, everything's going to be all right. Amen, hallelujah. Woo! When I call on Jesus, makes all the difference in the world. Hey man, we have access by prayer into the peace of God that passes all understanding. Oh yes, there's a lot of ifs. There are some conditions that are required. There are some conditions. Look at what it said there. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. We got to get in the right frame of mind, the right frame of heart. We got to be where we need to be and doing what we need to be. The Hebrew word that's translated there for mind, it means the origin of everything within us. Where does everything you do originate from? From your mind. Amen? From your heart, your consciousness. Amen? But it originates from deep within, and it goes without. And look at what he said. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Our conscience faith, our head faith, our trusting and believing, our awareness of what God is able to do, focused upon Him, we find peace. Amen. When I get thinking about garbage, my peace disappears. When I think about Jesus, my peace comes back. Amen. Hallelujah. When I get thinking about the latest fads, the latest songs, the latest singers, the latest things that the world has to offer, my peace disappears. I go down the road, I sometimes turn on WBAL talk radio, and sometimes I just get so frustrated at listening to that, I got to switch over to WOEL or WDSD up out of Lancaster. I've heard enough of what the world has now. I want some Jesus. Amen. I want my consciousness to be flooded and to be overwhelmed with the peace that Jesus. But trust, because he trusteth. Folks, that comes from the heart. Amen. That comes from deep within. Our mind and our consciousness of our spirit and our being brings us to a place of awareness. But our heart is where things are settled. Our things are where our life is secured. I like what one commentator said. Listen to this. He said, with our heart we believe. Or with our head we believe and with our heart we trust. With our head we believe that God is the author of peace, the giver of peace. With the heart we trust Him to bestow what He promises. I trust Him, so I believe Him. I trust Him in the base, in the foundation, in my heart. So I believe Him with my consciousness when I face the trials and face the problems that are before me. The condition of finding peace with the Lord and the peace that Jesus gives is being in the place where He wants you to be. Look at verse number 3. Thou, God, Thou, the Lord Jehovah, Thou, the Alpha and Omega, Thou, the beginning and the end, Thou, from everlasting to everlasting, will keep him, Dennis Gilbert, will keep him, a lowly sinner that's been saved by grace, will keep him, your child that has been redeemed and has been bought by the blood of Jesus. Well, keep him who is dependent upon and trusting in you because there's no place else to go. Thou, God, will keep Dennis, him Dennis, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, God, because he trusted in Thee, God. You know where my peace is found? In God. Amen. You know where my peace is found? Surrendered and submitted. And in Him. It begins with God. It ends with God. And my peace short of God is never going to be peace. My peace, Brother Jim, give a song. My peace short of where He wants me to be is never going to be peace.